Time now for your comments, but first, an update. Wednesday, we brought you a preview of a wine tasting competition between Cambridge and Oxford universities.
Well, yesterday, over 12 bottles of wine, the two teams went at it, sipping and guessing. In the end, Oxford prevailed. What did they win? A trip to France to compete with its top team. Now to your emails.
We start with snow, a lot of snow, and a mayor who's had enough with the shenanigans.
There was a report last night on, I think it was one of the news medias, something going around on Twitter where people are jumping out windows into snowbanks.
That was Marty Walsh, mayor of a snowbound Boston.
First of all, it's a foolish thing to do, and you could kill yourself. So I'm asking people to stop the nonsense.
Yes, it seems jumping out of second-story windows into snowbanks is a thing. And apparently it's not isolated to Boston, as Donna Curry of Buffalo, New York told us. She writes,
"When I was a kid, my mother and I had a meeting at our home with several lady friends. I was told I was to take care of several of my siblings. I bundled them all up for some outdoor fun in the snow. I soon had a great idea. Pile the snow in front of the house and jump off the second story porch."
She goes on,
"My mother was conducting her meeting in our living room when she saw a body go off the upper porch past the front window. As she stared in disbelief, another child flew down past the window. She quickly moved the ladies into the dining room and sought me out. Boy, was I in trouble. Many years later, my son bought my mother's house, and the first big snowfall, guess what he did?"
On now to my conversation with Christian McBride, host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. We talked about the first time he heard John Coltrane's A Love Supreme.
Marcus Apitz of Yorba Linda, California, wrote to share his first experience hearing the album. He says, "It was tonight. Thank you for giving me the impetus to finally sit down and listen to the album in its entirety. I have the pleasure of being guided through my late-in-life discovery of jazz by my 16-year-old tenor saxophonist son. I dipped into his growing vinyl collection to listen to John Coltrane's masterful work." How cool is that?
It is pretty cool. And we enjoy all of your comments. Write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact. Thank you.